What you are about to listen to is the audio of a live podcast episode and Q&A that we recorded with Trent Fisher as a part of the activities of the Northwest Mountain Challenge at Hoodoo Ski Resort and the 2026 tour of the Northwest Mountain Challenge. All right, hello, welcome. Thanks so much for coming out. Ready for the vendor highlight? We're gonna talk about born and raised and what they do and what's going on here. And we're also gonna open it up for a Q&A as well. So start thinking of your questions. If you have anything you've ever wanted to ask Trent, it can be as goofy or as serious as you want. Just try to refrain from the F-bombs. And you have a chance to win some awesome gear just for being here. So we're excited about that. Hey TJ, if you ever need to interrupt or say anything, we got an open mic for you right there. Sweet. Well, guys, you want to go ahead and start off with a couple questions for Trent from our side of the table before we open it up to the group?
Yeah, absolutely. So Trent, we're curious to get your thoughts on this upcoming 2026 bow season.
Bow season.
Yes.
Yeah.
What do we have working for us and what do we have working against us?
As far as, what are we talking about as far as working for us and against us?
Weather, how things are looking.
Yeah, so what I've always said is, like, if you get a chance to hunt, I get asked that question all the time. What dates do I need to go?
So we'll ask it now in front of everybody.
Yeah, it's like, no, it's if you can go hunting, go hunting, right?
Absolutely.
It's one of those things, if you can get out, you're definitely going to learn something every single time out. And so this year I've got a few different states, two or maybe three. I'm going to probably hit I'm going to hit Idaho, and then I've got some buddies who drew Wyoming. Anytime I ever get a chance to go to Wyoming, I try to go. It's just such a beautiful place, and it's just such an amazing state to hunt. And so I won't be having a tag or anything, but, man, just getting to tag along and go is special.
Did I miss that? Is there no love for the Roosevelts this year?
There is. I'm starting off with the Roosevelt. So this year we did our first giveaway ever for a hunt of an elk hunt. We've never done that before because September is so special to us. And so we gave away an elk hunt this year, and we're going to do that. A guy's name's Justin. He's from Alabama.
Oh, wow.
And Hoyt Booth over here, they were awesome enough to give him a bow, an updated bow, because he had an older Hoyt. And so they gave him an updated bow, and he's going to fly out here, and we're going to take him Roosevelt hunting.
Well, what did he do to deserve all that?
He won a drawing.
He won a drawing. Okay.
He won a drawing. Yeah.
Speaking of that, if you're standing here listening, you want to be a part of the drawing for this, make sure you wave your hands around and get Hillary's attention. That way you can get your tickets.
I don't think it was the blue ticket drawing that we're doing right now.
Okay.
I don't think it was the exact same, but...
The ticket for being here.
Exactly.
Whatever that means, make sure to get them. So in the spirit of the vendor highlight, maybe you can tell us about what Born and Raised is doing here and what you guys have had a part of in the Northwest Mountain Challenge this year.
Yeah, man. It's been a long time since I've been here. Probably 8, maybe 9 years ago.
Wow.
And like I said, back then it was, you know, to get 400 shooters was awesome.
Yeah.
Now we're looking at numbers that you were telling me. I don't
say the numbers,
Hillary,
I said.
Are we talking 1,400 shooters? I mean, we're talking a lot.
Yeah, we're like
1,500 bow hunters, guys. And that is just, it's just amazing. It is so cool to see that in the community. And for all of us to come together, all these booths, the bow rack, we got Hoyt, we've got everybody coming together. All of us, like, it's like a family reunion. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Can anyone get any swag or calls or anything like that at your booth, it looks like?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. We've got a limited supply of meat bags right now, waiting for the next shipment to come in. But we've got about 20 sets left if you guys want a set of meat bags as well. So, yeah, we've got all the calls and everything. Always innovating on that realm, always trying to push the envelope and make something better.
Yeah, and everyone, don't forget to keep thinking of questions, because we're going to open it up to a Q&A in just a minute. Anyone who wants to ask Trent anything, as long as it is appropriate. Thank you. This is a family event.
Kids, yeah, there's kids here.
I have Jericho here. He's bodyguarding the mic, so he will snatch it from you if you go down the wrong vein there. But anyway, we did have a couple more questions. Jericho, I think you had a question for him. Put him on the spot.
So Trent, I just wanted to ask, you know, you got your dad here, you got your daughter here.
Yeah.
You know, talk about how hunting has changed from generation to generation, you know, and your dad taught you to hunt, you taught your kids to hunt. How has that changed over time, and even down to the equipment? How has the equipment changed?
Always hitting the feelers right off the bat, isn't it?
All
right off the bat. No. Yeah, it's awesome to have my dad here. And these calls, guys, that you're looking right beside my dad over there, my dad and my mom make all those calls. So it's a family affair. It's we've grown from just an idea to just we've been so blessed in that. And honestly, my favorite hunts to go on now are with either my dad or my daughter or my son. Those are my favorite hunts to go on. So if you don't see me with a tag as many times or during a season, it's because I'm having more fun taking them. It's like you get to experience it all over again. You know what I mean? That first time, and it's just been a huge blessing.
Yeah, I love that.
That's awesome.
Hey, quick shout out to Squatch Juice because they provided some electrolytes 100%. For us here. So you got one there, Trent, if you get thirsty. I know you're drinking a Diet Coke. Is that your drink of choice?
Usually it is. Yeah as far as that goes.
Any Diet Coke lovers in the crowd? Sorry, you're
all
alone.
Them, all
a couple.
Them.
Oh, any Diet Coke haters?
Coke Zero.
Thumbs down. Okay, everyone's pretty neutral on that aspect,
yeah.
I guess.
It is.
So as Born and Raised has been growing and evolving, and you've been building and are building this empire, can you call it that? I wanted to ask you, what's next for Born and Raised? What can people look forward to?
What's next? Call innovation, man. So it's gonna be in the hunting industry. It's gonna be what I have passion in is just growing this call company, coming out with new products, coming out like the game, like our meat bags have just been a real eye opener for me because the feedback has been so positive and everybody's saying, man, these are the greatest thing out there. So having that and just taking that to the next level on from the calls to the everyday products.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping. And standing behind good company, you mentioned Squatch Juice and everything. It's just like those guys behind the product, that's who you sign on to.
Yeah, absolutely. Man.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I had a question. What's the next big thing in the hunting media space? What do you got on the burners?
It's changed so much, man. So if you guys probably, the people out in the audience right now, like you've seen Land of the Free, right? We came up with this idea to do a day-by-day hunting, and then I went and I did 53 days hunting in 5 different states, and then we came back and the next week started doing a video every single day for 53 days straight.
Wow.
I'll never do that again. So marriage can't handle.
Yeah.
I had 3 showers in that time.
3 showers? Okay.
I had 3 showers. But,
that's not too bad.
But no, it was, it's, and media's changed. That was back when everybody was just consuming media because it was so new, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But now your feed is just full of so much stuff. I just don't know if that would resonate anymore. So we tried, we've done different things. Mm. Like we went back to our old DVD days. We've done different things every single year trying to just, you know, you always throw something at a wall and see what sticks with the media wise. And, this year, we're just going to go with like that more cinematographic, something that really catches the eye.
Yeah.
We have Chase and Noah, awesome videographers.
Yeah.
We have great editors. They do such a great job. And so I want you guys to feel like you're on that hunt with us, like mm-hmm. that brotherhood is right there.
Yeah, getting back to your
That's
roots.
That's really awesome.
That's
absolutely.
Cool.
We were
actually just talking last night about how Jericho first got into elk hunting by watching your videos back on DVD.
Yeah.
And then through my relationship with Jericho, I got into elk hunting. And then through my relationship with Gage, he's gotten into elk hunting. And so Jericho's our elk hunting father, but you're our elk hunting grandpa, if that works.
That ages me. They
need to have a ticket in hand to be a part of the drawing for the Vortex gear.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so if you haven't gotten a ticket, make sure to raise your hand so you can be a part of winning that Vortex Viper spotting scope there and the stand for it. It's a pretty awesome deal.
Absolutely.
Just for being here. So I'm going to go ahead and open it up. If you've got a question you've ever wanted to ask Trent, go ahead and start making a line. Come approach Jericho here, and he'll put the mic in front of you to talk. So don't be shy. Come on up if you got a question for Trent.
A lot of people I've already talked to.
TJ.
I'm going to start it off right now. So Trent, being a professional in the outdoor industry, like ourselves,
I don't know about that.
Well, this is what we signed up for, right? So my question is, I've been seeing a lot of posts and stuff on the social feed of you fishing. So doing a little bit of fishing in there with the kids and the family.
Yeah.
Is that part, and I'm asking this on a personal basis,
sure.
You know, I have kids as well, but you know, how do you balance it?
So
that's a
great question. And if you'll remember right back in the early days, it was hunting, fishing. We named it Born and Raised Outdoors because it was everything. And so honestly now, just with the timing restraints and just with just how much work goes into it, like fishing has kind of become my kind of private sacred space.
Nice.
And No. You just
don't
ruin the
ask
channel.
Him to go fishing with you guys.
No, you just ruined the show for everybody. But no, I'm just kidding. So it's something that I love to just go do and have fun. There's sometimes, like, everything that we do in the hunting space is all pretty much on film. Everything that all the mistakes that I've made have all been on film, right? And yeah. I say that because that's what hopefully we're all learning from, right? If I can make 5 mistakes and say, hey, this is what went wrong, maybe that's going to make you go, man, he had a mistake there, and maybe I should check the wind more, or maybe I should come on the same level as that bull more often, and because instead of coming in from the top, or whatever that may be, that's what we're going to show. That's what we're going to try to, you know, show that to help everybody build in their own hunting realm. But the fishing side, I just love to go do it.
Yeah. So what's your favorite thing to fish for?
Man, striped bass is right.
I was
up there.
About to say, don't say stripers. We can't tell man. People there's a striper fishery in Oregon.
Correct.
What are you doing?
Especially where I live. It's actually grown and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
A lot of fun. Yeah.
Man, don't write that down, people. All right, we got more questions. The mic's open. If anyone has something they want to ask Trent, we want to hear what you guys want to know. So go ahead and come approach Jericho, like I said. He's got it ready for you. The mic's hot. We want to hear guys' questions.
Or if you don't want to speak on the mic, you could whisper your question in my ear, and I'll say it on the mic.
How kind of you. Jericho, you must be in youth ministry.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Checks out.
Ooh. Did you hear that?
Sweeten the
pot. If you ask a question, you get an extra ticket.
Can I ask myself a question?
The Viper Vortex. I think we're out of it. I don't think we get to. That would be bad form. Could you imagine?
Well, I got a question.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Well, I actually am curious. Being a Rosie hunter, Western Oregon, I'm curious to get your thoughts on, from you, hunting Rockies, Rosies, especially across the Western states. What are some key differences between those two different species? I know I'm bringing it back to kind of like elk hunting tactics and everything, but yeah.
It's the same tactics for us. Same thing. And I get that question actually a lot. And like,
yeah.
Rockies bugle more. That's just what they do. Uh-huh. If I can get a Roosevelt, if we can get a Roosevelt to bugle, there's a good chance we're going to get a shot at him.
Yeah, I wish I could say the same.
No, it is tougher because it's denser, right?
Yep.
And I think a lot of times what people don't understand is if you go out there and set yourself up and your hunting partner up in a scenario in Oregon, in Rosie country, and bugle and stand 200 yards, sometimes you can't even hear.
Oh,
you
know? Yeah. So it's so thick.
I think it's a lot of that time, you know, sound doesn't carry as far, and all those things come into play. But Roosevelts, they're stubborn. They're a little bit stubborn sometimes, but man, they all bugle, they all call, they all do the rutting thing. They're all still elk.
So they're not that different.
No.
Okay.
No. Same tactics for both sides of the coin.
All righty.
Yep. We got a question here. Hey, say your name and say what city you live in, and then ask your question.
My name's Owen, and I live in Grants Pass.
Awesome.
Trent, what's better, a Matthews or a Hoyt?
Oh, no.
The important questions.
Wait, we got the bow rack right next to Hoyt. Whoa. That's a tough question to ask.
Jesse's over there just staring holes through me right now, wondering what I'm going to say. No. Well, it's a nice question, brother. Thank you so much. We've shot Hoyt for 17 years, so I've only shot Hoyt my whole life. So I'm gonna have to go with Hoyt. But it's whatever bow that is gifted to you or that you can afford. Don't let the brand debate on you going out and doing it. You know what I mean? So
I love that question, by the way. That was awesome.
Thanks, brother.
That was awesome.
Appreciate
hey,
it.
Guys, try to make it difficult for him. He's in front of a crowd right now. He has to be careful what he says. Do we have another question waiting right now? I think all of us here in Oregon are thinking about IP28 coming down the tube, right? We all get to vote on whether or not to make hunting and fishing illegal in Oregon. Kind of ridiculous. Trent, I wanted to hear your perspective as someone who interacts with thousands of hunters and across all kinds of different walks of life. How have we done a good job standing up against that, and where are we starting to lose steam that we need to give some more attention?
I think as outdoorsmen, I think especially something as asinine as this, I think we just sit idle and be like, there's no way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's no way.
Yeah.
And that's our problem as far as we're not speaking out about how asinine this actually is. Mm. And that's outdoorsmen, I think, all together. I really do.
Yeah.
I think it's one of those things where even if something is crazy and you can't trap a rat in your house or what. I interviewed a state rep on my podcast about IP28, and he was just like, this is crazy. There's no way. But at the same time, we're having this talk right now, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So there's definitely, there is a stronghold that these people have that we need to try to shut down as soon as possible.
Yeah, well, we got 1,500 people here this weekend, so every one of us is going to vote no on
yes.
that, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That's awesome.
Please, please do.
Sweet. Well, did I see a hand go up earlier for another question? Thought I saw someone who was going to come up. Yeah, right over here. Get a ticket ready.
Honest answer, who's the better timber faller, you or your dad?
Okay.
I know it's him.
Yeah, I was going to say, I cut timber for 18 years. Dad, how many years did you cut for? 41 years, so a couple more tricks, yeah, a couple more.
I got one thing to add, Trent.
All right, come get on the mic so we can hear it.
Oh, there you go.
Trent's dad.
I've took you boys since you were about that high to all these archery shoots, yeah. Okay? And what was the famous three-word saying, you guys, if you miss the target?
Uh-oh.
Famous three-word saying?
Famous three words. Remind me, Dad.
It's a goner.
It's a goner.
It's a goner.
It's a goner. It's a goner. Yeah, I do remember that.
75 cents an arrow then, but look at it now. But.
So we're at this archery shoot, guys, and how grand and how awesome, five courses and everything. This is the man right here that started archery shoots. They started, wow. Dad started archery shoots. What gear were you think? What date-wise, Dad? I was going to say, without going too deep.
Back in the 1800s.
Southwestern Oregon Bow, way back in the early 80s, early 70s, at least, I don't know.
Out of gluing cardboard together, and one of the guys was an artist, and he used a jigsaw.
Jericho, could you give him the mic?
To cut him out.
Yeah. So they cut targets, they glued cardboard, pieces of cardboard together, and then drew the animal on it and then cut it out. And they would take it out in the woods and everything. And they had, I mean, they had hundreds of shooters, didn't you? Yeah, back then. And so it's really cool to just like see this now and where it's come from, where archery shoots have just, I mean, it's a huge community now. It's pretty awesome. Pretty cool.
Yeah. Hey, while you're up here, does anyone have a question for him?
That's where the questions are going to come in, I guarantee.
Maybe I got one. How did you get your family so far into hunting?
My very first year of bow hunting, I bought it was a precision bow, I think, when they first come out and had four wheels. And I just started shooting, and I didn't even use, they didn't even have releases really, you know. And I shot fingers. In the first year, I killed a 5-point, a 4-point, and a couple small game things, and I was hooked from then, you know.
On the first year?
The first year.
Wow.
I think it was 1976. Yeah.
I wasn't alive.
Wow.
I was not alive at that point.
That's awesome. And then the family heritage continues, and here we are, right?
Yeah. No, he's always put us in the woods and everything, and it was just kind of one of those things.
Yeah,
that we just
that's awesome.
Did. All the time.
All right, I think it's time to do the giveaway. So we'll go ahead and, TJ, if you want to grab that mic right there.
Get your tickets out.
Does everyone have tickets? Do we got tickets for everybody?
Well, first off, obviously, we did the vendor highlight for Born and Raised here in Oregon first, but obviously there's a lot more vendors here.
Absolutely.
So definitely get out, shake their hands, tell them at least thank you for being here. Check them out. If you fill up, you got something you guys love, definitely open up your wallets. They have real expenses just like you did to get here, so it'd be good to kind of help support them and keep going. So when we kind of all clear out, which I know that we're not going to be done, this isn't done after we draw the vortex, so there's still more Q&A's here, but we're going to go ahead. I know you guys have some courses you want to hit and go do some things, and we want to say thank you from the bottom of our hearts of having all the shooters here. So obviously the vendors we love and we want them here, but the shooters, it's no fun for anyone if you don't show up. So, definitely thank you.
Thank you.
All right, my lovely daughter, Cora, is going to draw the winner.
Get some suspenseful music going.
There we go.
Right?
Gage, can you sing?
All right.
Drum roll.
So it's the blue ticket. If you have a blue ticket, you're in.
Blue ticket.
If you're in, stand up.
Oh, wait. Everyone share.
All right, 243, 9-7. It's 5-3. You want to say the last number?
7.
7. Where are you at?
Where's the winner?
Come on forward.
Sweet.
Awesome.
The bearded wonder.
All right.
Nice.
All right.
Congratulations.
And come on, Dad.
No, son.
Because you won, now you have to do a dance.
All right, start dancing.
There it is.
Hey, congratulations. Thank you all. Definitely hang out, listen to more with Trent, and ask some questions.
Thanks,
yeah,
brother.
We'll keep it open a little longer for some more questions. If someone has something they want to ask, come on up, and we'll probably do a little longer.
Question?
You got a question? Let's hear it.
What's your favorite memory that you had with your dad?
Oh, that's
favorite
a good
memory with dad.
Man, me and my dad one time, we were headed to work, actually, and we actually heard a bull bugle, and it was elk season and everything, and then we went down there and we shot that bull, and it was a big 6-point, one of my dad's biggest bulls.
Wow.
That was a big memory for
me. How old were you there?
I filmed it. It's on film. I was probably 20. I bet I was 22.
22, yeah.
Something like that.
Wow. Yeah.
Great question, man.
Yeah, thank you, hon.
Yeah, we got some more questions for Trent.
Okay.
Funny story.
Husqvarna on every single.
Still or Husky?
I know. I just lost some viewership there, didn't I?
Uh-oh.
When you get a boneyard of the same saw, you got
yep.
it. I got it.
All right, go ahead.
Yep. She wanted to tell you that her and her dad just did that with a turkey.
Was okay. that a pretty? And I bet that was super memorable, wasn't it?
They were on the way to my daughter's choir concert, saw the turkey, went back and got the gun, and didn't come to the choir concert.
Yes.
That's awesome.
That's called priorities, sweetie. That's
yep.
priorities.
Yep. Hey, I'd be right there with you.
Absolutely.
So I just got a question from somebody, and they asked, if you didn't grow up in a family that hunts, what is one way to get into it? What is some advice of how to get better at it?
And yeah, great question. So I just remember back to when I started, you know, if I didn't have the dad and the parents that I have and didn't grow up in it, it would have been a little bit tougher. I mean, you know, because back then it was, you know, paper maps. But nowadays there is so much information out there. With the help of the internet and the positive, okay, stick to the positive stuff on the internet, man, with all the mapping abilities and all the information that people are sharing these days, it is easier to get into than you think. It's just it's just taking that step. It's called breaking down those barriers of just like, you know, I can do this. I'm going to get off the couch and I'm going to go try something, even though it's hard. I think that's what we crave, right? As humans, we crave that kind of stuff. And just having that, just to get over that hump is important.
Yeah, and I can speak to that too. Not that anyone cares what I have to say, but I didn't grow up in a hunting family.
Yeah.
I grew up in a fishing family, so I always loved fishing and I always had that burning desire to get out into the woods, and it wasn't until I was 16 and I had a driver's license that I could go up there. And then later on in life, I learned about game regs. luckily, I didn't, you know, do anything too bad. But for me, a big part of it was just taking that step to get out there. I didn't have Onyx.
Yeah.
I didn't have any kind of background of navigation. I would just walk the gravel roads and figure it out as I went. And by God's grace, my first year, 18 years old, with a deer tag, I filled my tag on a blacktail.
That's so cool.
And ever since then, I've been blacktail obsessed, you know.
Have you?
Mostly rifle hunting.
I've
killed one with a bow, but mostly rifle hunting.
That's awesome.
But another big thing that's really awesome about today's day and age is us as hunters, we're a lot more social. Like right now, doing this together,
yes.
There's lots of hunting clubs. Actually, part of what we do is a free club where we get together quarterly and do hunting and fishing events together.
That's awesome.
And
That's
most
awesome.
Of the people that we get out there are new or non-hunters and fishermen who want to learn and get into it.
And that's just it. We're all, as hunters, and we want to pass it on. You know,
yeah.
that's the goal, right? That's why we do the show that we do. Is like, man, if you can learn from mistakes or whatever that I made or something that I learned from, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Absolutely. Hey, we got a question here. Don't be shy. It's okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead and say it into the mic.
Okay, so big time fan.
Oh, cool.
Are you all?
Thank you so much. I love the shirt.
So my daughter's first 3D shoot.
Okay.
First 3D shoot.
Awesome.
And she kicked my...
Ooh. She won.
Good for you.
That's
good
awesome.
For you.
Congratulations.
And I bet you're not
awesome.
Upset about it, are you?
Not at all.
Love
exactly.
That.
That's what you
Love
want.
That.
That's what you want. That's
Thank you for
Thanks,
sharing
brother.
That.
Appreciate
that's
it.
One thing that's really awesome, though, about being here. Like, I came last year by myself just to scope it out, and now I'm here, and I have my whole family, my wife standing there, and my two young kids, and it's been fun watching them run around. My son has a little bear apprentice, not even a real bow that can shoot, you know, 20 yards or whatever.
Perfect.
And it's just been a lot of fun having the family out here.
Getting them hooked on it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Sweet. Do we have more questions pending? Questions waiting? All right.
Thank
and
you guys
don't
so
forget
much.
That Trent's going to be here for the whole weekend. And my last question I wanted to ask you is, are you going to be at Mountain Church tomorrow?
Yes, absolutely. 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, guys. Wayne's coming.
Yep, Wayne's going to be
Lisa's
speaking.
Lisa's over there somewhere selling some stuff, but Wayne Endicott's going to be here. And then isn't a dual thing?
Yeah, so I'm going to be speaking and Wayne's going to be speaking.
You and Wayne. Sweet.
Yep.
And that's going to be at 7 o'clock.
It's going to be 7 a.m. We got a little bit of worship, but really we're designing it as church for people who know God through their life in the outdoors and through hunting and fishing, because I haven't met anyone who lives their life in the outdoors and who devotes themselves to it, spends their time out there, that doesn't at least believe in something bigger than themselves, even if they call it the universe. And we just want to give a framework for that, and that's what we're going to be doing tomorrow morning. So it's going to be an awesome time, and I hope that you guys can be there. We've got these invite cards here as well that we want to try to hand out all of them today. And so if you know someone that's here that needs to be at the Mountain Church, come grab one and make sure to give one to them. But thank you guys so much, Trent. Thank you for being a part
Thank
of it
you, Trent.
All.
Thank you, guys.
Being
yeah,
a big
thank
part
you.
Of the thank Northwest Mountain Challenge. Northwest Mountain Challenge, thank you for having us here. It's been awesome. Everyone who's a part of it. And so we'll see you guys around, and we'll see you tomorrow morning.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. Appreciate
Thank you.
It.
Thank you.
Have a good rest of your day, guys.